Welcome to Campfire, connecting primary producers. Campfire provides a solution-focused community for farmers and fishers to improve work systems and support mentally healthy workplaces.
Part of working on the land includes intense and sometimes stressful periods like harvesting, shearing, and sowing, just to name a few. These periods can be trying at the best of times, but if you're also dealing with financial uncertainty, these stresses are magnified, often affecting everything from the ability to work right through to mental health. How to resolve all that can be daunting. There is, though, help. And best of all, it's free and confidential. G'day, I'm Drew Radford, and to discuss this, I'm joined in the Campfire studio by Malcolm Rowe, a counsellor with the Rural Financial Counselling Service. Malcolm, thanks for your time.
Lovely to be here, Drew.
Malcolm, how would you describe what a rural financial counsellor does?
A rural financial counsellor does a whole range of things, but essentially providing business and planning support for farmers. Recently, we've expanded our brief to include small businesses in rural areas across Australia. And we also provide wellbeing support with dedicated wellbeing counsellors.
Malcolm, that's a fairly broad brief, but I want to take a bit of a step back because you're dealing with farmers. That's your background though, isn't it, originally?
It is. I grew up on a farm in South Australia, southeast South Australia. I left there in the early 80s and went to New South Wales. I studied natural resources and concentrated or focused on land and water resources. And from that, worked in a range of government and private sector jobs across New South Wales and Victoria. Finally decided to become a farmer myself again back in the early 2000s. And so farmer for about 15 years until I got this job with the Rural Financial Counselling Service about a little bit over 4 years ago.
Malcolm, having dirt under your fingernails and effectively in your veins, that must be quite an advantage providing the service and support that you do.
For me, it's absolutely critical because when we're talking with and dealing with farmers and we're sitting around the kitchen table, we're talking about kilograms per hectare of fertiliser, or we're talking about kilograms of wool or carcass composition of animals and things like that. So I understand all of that, and it's really important because one thing that the Rural Financial Counselling Service does, it relies heavily upon the trust that we build up between ourselves and our farmers. You know, We're delving into some very, very personal issues with farmers most of the time. And if we don't have trust, then we're not going to get the right conversation going. So it's really quite interesting. When we first engage with a farmer, we sometimes call it just the first cup of tea. And it's just sitting around the table, chatting about their situation, chatting about their farm, telling them about me, and just getting to know them. It's really, really an important part of the job.
I really like that first cup of tea description because when you come in initially, you're dealing with, well, financial stress. But I imagine that's something that can't be compartmentalised. It would leach into every aspect of a person's life.
Oh, truly. And it's really critical that we take time to find out exactly what's going on in a farmer's life because it's really important to then understand and work out how we can actually help. It could be that they're concerned about a bank negotiation, or it could be that they're just trying to work out how to pass the farm on to their children through a succession planning process. It could be dealing with a creditor. And oftentimes in small rural areas, their creditors are local businesses who, you know, they play footy with on the weekend, or their kids, you know, engage with at school. So there is just so much emotion wrapped up sometimes in coming to grips with where they are. And if they are in financial difficulty, or if they just simply need a little bit of a bump back onto some sort of a disciplined spending track, then that's where we can help oftentimes. And it's where we can do probably the most of our best work.
Malcolm, you described earlier how there's a welfare role in what you do. Largely what you described there was a lot of welfare support in terms of looking after a particular person so that then they're in a good position to be able to deal with the rest of their life.
For sure. And, you know, sometimes those conversations sitting around the kitchen table again, where maybe one of the farming partners in the family actually takes responsibility for the finances and maybe doesn't necessarily express the full extent of where they are at to the other partner. So if we are having those conversations, sometimes it can become extremely sensitive when maybe, for example, one of the farmers says, "Is it that bad?" And we would then be extremely sensitive in how we obviously handle that, because we don't know unless we have fully engaged with the farmer, and that might take some weeks or even months, as to actually what's going on in their lives. The totality of their lives might be something significant, and the financial difficulties might be only a minimal part of their concerns. We need to understand that. That's why it might take several cups of tea before we actually get to a full understanding of where they are.
Malcolm, you're describing there establishing a long-term relationship. I mean, how long-term can these relationships be?
The Rural Financial Counselling Service, we have no time limits. We can come in and do transactional work with farmers, and that might be just helping fill in a form for farm household allowance or another government grant that might exist. But if it's longer term, then, and that might be a loan review or a bank negotiation, which might require some years of actual assistance. And that's what happens. It might be weeks, it might be months. And in many cases, we would have farmers as our clients for a number of years. What we would always hope to be able to do is to take them from one spot to a better spot. That might take that length of time. And then, you know, we have the option then to say, "Right, oh, that's good. How are you going? Going well," and bid them farewell, but also saying that if things turn around in another 6 months or 12 months or 18 months and you do need further assistance, then please don't hesitate. Get back in touch with us. That's how it works.
As an onlooker, it sounds like one of your first steps is de-stressing, and then beyond that, helping build a plan and ultimately empowering. Would that be a fair description?
Perfect. You should be a counsellor. Honestly, it's exactly what we do. Come in, deal with what might be the big issue in their mind in the first instance, work out what other issues, if there are some more, and let's see what they are, try and define them, and then work on the longer-term plan to make them both resilient, to empower them, to give them greater competencies in their ability to understand their financials and get them to a better financial position overall. In all of that, oftentimes they'll become better planners, they'll become better farmers, their relationships may improve. On the other hand, things may change as well, in that the best outcome might actually be a dissolution of a partnership. That could be a good thing. A bankruptcy might actually be a good thing. If the overall debt is too much, or if the ability to plan and manage is just beyond, then to put your hand up and declare bankruptcy can sometimes be such a relieving thing to do that their lives change completely for the better.
Malcolm, I'd imagine that'd be a pretty rare instance though, wouldn't it?
You'd be surprised how often we actually talk about that as an option. In some instances, people might think it's quite a scary option, but we can refer out to professionals, insolvency professionals, and to put farmers in contact with them in order to get the full information. And those insolvency professionals would have the ability to explain completely what the implications might be for the farmer, might actually be able to give them some advice, and oftentimes in the first place do tell them that the insolvency laws are actually there to save or to help the farmer, not necessarily the creditors.
That's a really interesting perspective, and one that I would not have considered at all. But that's your role though, isn't it? You're a facilitator. You know who to talk to and where to direct people to. Whereas, you know, I'm sitting on a tractor, yeah, I'm pretty good at what I do, but I have no idea of that labyrinth and network that's out there to help and enable me.
Indeed. And, you know, we can find ourselves sitting in a position where we might think that we could give advice, but we don't and we can't. And so we would refer. We would refer to an accountant, or we would refer to a lawyer. We would refer to maybe a health professional. And that's where we've got so much work to do, because a lot of people also, as you say, sitting on a tractor is probably a really comfortable place for a farmer to be. But whilst they do a lot of work on their tractors. They're not always there. And if they're elsewhere starting to worry about a whole lot of stuff and they feel as if the world's closing in on them, their immediate thought may not be to go to a health professional. And so if we can see that that's possibly happening and we can encourage that that is a really going to be a really positive thing to do, then that's what we do. We also have our own wellbeing counsellor, and Anne-Marie works with us, with our clients, and does a fantastic and amazing job. She's a qualified wellbeing professional, and so she can refer to GPs and to specialists and to different sorts of advice that might be beyond the conversations that I might have with a farmer.
Malcolm, I imagine this must be, for want of a better description, quite a journey for you and also your clients, starting off, you know, maybe in a stressful environment and then empowering. What's success to you? What's that look like for you?
The relief on a farmer's face, maybe the smile that they then actually greet you with next time you visit them, or sometime down the track when you visit them. The familiarity and the camaraderie that we develop with a farmer is success. The actual doing the stuff, you know, the negotiation with the bank might achieve an outcome, but it's probably not necessarily ticked off as being the success. The success is to see a farmer in a whole heap better place, financially, physically, mentally, and just their whole, the wholesomeness of that. That's a wonderful thing. It really is. And I, you know, people ask me, what's the job like as a rural financial counsellor? And I say, well, there's always a challenge every day, but there's always a reward every day. And I think to myself, and the reward is that look on the farmer's face. Absolutely. Number one.
Malcolm, I would imagine also that perhaps that reward extends beyond your client. You must see benefits also for their employees or family or community as well that they're engaged with.
I'm sure that happens. It would have to happen, because if you can reduce the level of stress by what you do for the farmer, then they're going to be a completely different person. They're going to manage their staff differently. Their relationship with their family is going to be different. You know, their relationships with their friends are going to be different as well. We would suggest also many times to farmers that there are so many things that you can do to re-engage. If it is a case where they have started to disengage with society because of whatever it is that they're experiencing, I would suggest to them, you know, who is your best friend? Give them a call. They may even be interstate. They may not be just down the road. Put together a list of people whom you want to talk to, or you can talk to, or you can just give them a call now and then. And that's just such an easy thing to do.
Malcolm, for somebody listening to this, what would be the main thing that you'd like them to take away?
If for whatever reason you're feeling a little bit out of control, call the Rural Financial Counselling Service and talk to someone there about what it is that concerns you. We are a free service. There's never a charge. We're a confidential service, so your information stays with us. And we are a service that is independent of any other body. You know, we're not a bank. We're not an accountant. We're not a lawyer. We're not anything. We are simply someone to talk to, but someone who has a lot of financial skills, so we can actually do stuff. We don't just talk. And we are an organisation that can refer you to professionals if that's what you need as well. And all of those things work in parallel. If you can get three lines in parallel, working together with all of those other organisations and the farmer, ultimately to get them to that better place.
Malcolm, lastly, how do people find out more information?
Drew, if they were to simply Google Rural Financial Counselling Service or RFCS, then that will take them to a range of options where, no matter what state they're in, they will find a link there and some phone numbers. If they wanted to simply ring 1300 735 78, then that will get them onto the Rural Financial Counselling Service, and we can refer them to any organisation in their state as needed.
Malcolm Rowe, counsellor with the Rural Financial Counselling Service. A lot of great insight there, and I imagine people really benefit from working with you. I greatly appreciate your time in joining me in the Campfire studio today.
Thanks, Drew. It's been an absolute pleasure, and I hope this does reach some people that do actually need us, and if they do, give us a call.
Thank you for listening to the Campfire podcast. For more information regarding Campfire, please visit the National Centre for Farmer Health website. All information is accurate at the time of release. This podcast was developed by the National Centre for Farmer Health and is funded by the Victorian State Government's WorkSafe, WorkWell Mental Health Improvement Fund.